Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for being Alan Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war. Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Alan Root.
All right, Wayne Alan Root, the root's on fire. I let off hour number two by talking about what I thought was a stunning development that a giant pharmaceutical company in Europe, the CEO of that company, faked his COVID vaccine, took saltwater vaccination instead, so he could get his COVID vaccination card without ever taking the COVID vaccine. And it turns out there's a list of 2,200 celebrities and famous athletes and people just like him, the biggest CEOs in all of Spain, who did the exact same thing. They don't want the COVID vaccine. Now I'm going to tell you why they don't want the COVID vaccine. Now keep in mind, Donald Trump is suing big tech. He's suing Silicon Valley. He's suing Twitter and Facebook and companies like that. And the two lead plaintiffs in the lawsuit are myself, Wayne Alan Root, and Dr. Naomi Wolf, Wayne Root from the right and Naomi Wolf from the left. She's supposedly a big liberal. But she just came out with an article. She's been a guest on this show, and I like her very much. She's sure not liberal on this topic, which is the vaccines. The two people that are the lead plaintiffs in Donald Trump's lawsuit both agree that the vaccine is killing everyone it touches. I'm from the right, she's from the left. We both agree it's killing people. And her headline is, "Dear friends, sorry to announce a genocide. It's really true. They know they're killing the babies." And it's not like she's announcing anything I didn't know, because I've been reporting on this stuff for 18 months of death and injuries from the COVID vaccine and the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Reporting System. But she is saying that this is genocide. And here's just some of the highlights of what she's saying. All the confidential information that got out from the trials, the pre-trial, Pfizer pre-trials about the vaccine that they didn't want you to know about, they tried to seal for 75 years. Pfizer knew that in May of 2021, 35 hearts of minor children had been damaged a week after the mRNA injection. Pfizer knew that, contrary to what their highly paid spokesmodels and bought-off physicians were assuring people, the mRNA spike protein and lipid nanoparticles did not stay in the injection site in the deltoid, but rather went within 48 hours into the bloodstream to lodge in livers and spleens and adrenals and lymph nodes, and if you're a woman, in the ovaries. Pfizer knew all this. Pfizer skewed the trial subjects so that almost three-quarters were female, a gender that's less prone to cardiac damage. And Pfizer lost the records of what became of hundreds of their trial subjects. In the internal trials, there were over 42,000 adverse events, and more than 1,200 people died. And four of the people who died, died on the day they were injected. So they tried to cover it all up. Adverse events tallied up in the internal Pfizer documents are completely different from those reported on the CDC website or announced by corrupted physicians and medical organizations and hospitals. These include joint pain, muscle pain, myalgia, masses of neurological effects including multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, Bell's palsy, every iteration possible of blood clotting, every iteration possible of heart disease, strokes, hemorrhages, and many kinds of ruptures of membranes throughout the human body. The side effects about which Pfizer and the FDA knew about, but you did not, include blistering, rashes, shingles, and herpetic conditions, including a range of blistering conditions that seem and look a lot like monkeypox. The internal documents show that Pfizer, and thus the FDA, knew that angry red welts or hives were a common reaction to PEG, a petroleum allergen in the vaccine ingredients, one that you are certainly not supposed to ingest. And indeed, PEG is an allergen so severe that many people go into anaphylactic shock if they're exposed to it. But people with a PEG allergy were never warned away from the vaccines or even carefully watched by doctors with an EpiPen in their hand. They were left to their own shock. Pfizer knew exposure to the vaccine was defined as sexual contact, skin contact, inhalation, or lactation. Fact-checkers can deny this all they want. The documents speak for themselves. So they're saying that if you're not vaccinated and you have sex with someone who is vaccinated, if you have skin contact with someone who is vaccinated, meaning shaking their hand, or if you inhale around them, or if you as a baby are sucking on your mother's breasts, lactation, you get the spike proteins from the vaccine. And she says people who told the truth about this, and it's all in the Pfizer documents, were deplatformed, scolded by the president, called insane, and roundly punished. This is all coming from Dr. Naomi Wolf. She says athletes and college students and teenagers are collapsing on football and soccer fields, and doctors are wringing their hands and expressing mystification. Why is this happening? I can't figure out why this is happening. Wow. Biotech's SEC filing shows a fact about which the CDC and the American Medical Association breathe not a word. Fainting so violently you may hurt yourself is one of the side effects important enough for BioNTech to highlight to the SEC. In other words, in their stock offerings to the Securities and Exchange Commission, they had to admit this. But the CDC won't admit it, and the AMA won't admit it. Fainting so violently you may hurt yourself is one of the side effects of the vaccines. But she says the real genocide is what this does to women and babies. And babies. It's amazing. They were assured that the vaccine is safe and effective for pregnant women. And that assurance was based on a study of 44 French rats followed for 42 days. And the scientists who ran the study were all shareholders or employees of BioNTech, the makers of the vaccine. The volunteers found that while pregnant women were excluded from internal studies, and thus, from the EUA, on which basis all pregnant women were assured the vaccine was safe and effective, but pregnant women were excluded from the study. Nonetheless, 270 women got pregnant during the study, and more than 230 of them were lost to history. They lost their records purposely. But of the 36 pregnant women who got pregnant during the study, whose outcomes were followed, 28 of the 36 lost their babies. Do you understand that? These are the volunteers of the War Room and the Daily Clout, who she's reporting on, Dr. Naomi Wolf, who have studied all the Pfizer documents, and they found that a baby died after nursing from a vaccinated lactating mother, and that baby was found to have an inflamed liver. Many babies nursing from vaccinated mothers showed agitation, gastrointestinal distress, and failure to thrive or grow. I'm hearing anecdotal reports of these symptoms in babies nursing from vaccinated mothers now from across the country. The Pfizer documents show some vaccinated mothers had suppressed lactation or could produce no milk at all. But basically, there's been almost no study of lactating mothers and what happens to the babies. But she says four of the lactating vaccinated women in the Pfizer documents reported blue-green breast milk. She says, I'm not making this up. And the nursing baby who died with an inflamed liver, the case has been buried and has made no headlines. And if all of this is not horrific enough, studies from three countries, Canada, Scotland, and now Israel, show that babies are dying disproportionately during and after 2021 in highly vaccinated countries, and that newborns are dying disproportionately if they have vaccinated mothers versus unvaccinated mothers. In highly vaccinated Scotland, almost twice the number of babies died in 2021 as died in the previous years. In Ontario, Canada, 86 babies died in 2021 versus a baseline of 4. This was a baby die-off so severe that a brave parliamentarian brought the issue to Canadian Parliament. In Israel, at Ramban Hospital in Haifa, there were 34% more spontaneous abortions and stillbirths to vaccinated women as to unvaccinated women. The menstrual dysregulation of vaccinated women is fully confirmed with an average of one extra day of bleeding a month. Folks, this is bad stuff. And the babies are dying, and the data from Canada, Scotland, and Israel shows it, that the babies are dying in large numbers from vaccinated moms versus unvaccinated moms. And then how about the babies that are breastfeeding and the breast milk's coming out blue-green in vaccinated moms? This is a national tragedy. This is a disaster. This is genocide. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider, change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's my full social media post from literally minutes ago. Biden is finished, most unpopular president in history. Democrats now realize they must throw Grandpa from the plane. The only question now is how he will go. Old age home, assisted living, 25th Amendment, COVID, monkeypox, or perhaps he suffers heart attack, stroke from the vaccine. It's only a matter of deciding how to dump the chump, or maybe Democrats get lucky. Watch, you'll see. Biden's days as president are numbered. He is poison to Democrats. Albatross hanging around their necks. One way or another, he'll be gone soon. So that was my post earlier. It's very clear to me. I was the guy who literally, when no one else in the country was willing to say it, I had the balls to say that Biden has dementia and he cannot be president of the United States. And that was back in 2020, when he was running for president. I said, this guy can't be president of the United States. He's got dementia. And I said it on national TV, on my TV show, on Newsmax TV, the 8 o'clock primetime position, 8 o'clock Eastern, on Newsmax TV, Bill O'Reilly opening the show three times a week with me. And I kept saying, this guy Biden has dementia. And the owners of Newsmax didn't like that. And eventually, it was one of the main things that led to my being terminated at Newsmax TV, or maybe I should, better way to say it is my contract not being renewed at Newsmax TV, but it's the same thing. Either way, you are fired, you are terminated. Was my criticism of George Soros. That's right, Newsmax got rid of me because, and they put it in writing, because I was too vicious to George Soros and Joe Biden. So that tells you all you need to know about all the conservative TV networks in America. Fox News is gone. Newsmax claims they're wonderful. Well, they fired me for being too mean to George Soros, calling him the enemy of the American people and the enemy of America and the enemy of Trump. And I was too mean to Joe Biden, saying he had dementia. I was right about every single thing I said. And I was right about the COVID vaccines, and I was right about the stolen election. And I'll be right again that Joe Biden is on his way out, whether he dies of natural causes, whether he, you know, develops COVID or monkeypox and goes fast, whether he's so weak and feeble he trips on the steps of Air Force One and falls to his death down 50 stairs, or whether they pull out the 25th Amendment and get him out of office. But again, to do that, they've got to first find a way to get rid of Kamala. Kamala's got to go because she stands in the way. They can't replace Biden with anybody decent unless they get rid of Kamala, right? It's Joe and the hoe. Everyone knows she's a hoe. Everyone knows the only thing she's got going for is she screwed her way to the top. She had sex with every guy that mattered all the way to the top. Everyone knows that. You know, she spun around on top of Willie Brown. She spun on downtown Willie Brown. That's how she got to the top of politics in California. So she wound up as the VP simply because she's a woman. And he needed a woman, and she needed a black woman to balance out the ticket. And she got to that position because she had sex. And she was so hated by the average Democrat voter, including black voters. She got no votes. She had to drop out of the presidential race. Got no votes. And yet he picked her as VP because she was a black woman and he needed that to bring out the black vote. And so they got to get rid of Kamala because she's more unpopular than Joe. The hoe is more unpopular than Joe. So she's got to be, someone's got to figure out a way to eliminate her too. Maybe they'll just pay her off and she'll resign. You know, right now there's 20 plus black staffers resigning at the White House, or so the media claims. 20 black staffers are leaving the Biden White House. Can't take them anymore. So she could say, I can't take them anymore and I'm going. And then she's gone. And everyone will think she's a, you know, a wonderful woman because she bravely walked away because she's dealing with a terrible person. In reality, they might have given her $100 million in a offshore bank account. Or Gates or Soros or Klaus Schwab may have given her $100 million in an offshore bank account. So Kamala walks away, they name someone as VP, and then they find a way to get rid of Joe Biden, throw Grandpa from the plane, and voila, that VP is now the President of the United States. At one point, I thought it would be Hillary Clinton. I just don't know. The sponsor, by the way, of this segment of the show is Gold Gate Capital. We all know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history, and the U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. We're already in it, but it's only getting worse. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend, Goldgate Capital, I trust them, I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers right now. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Goldgate Capital, tell them Wainwright sent you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation, the topic of the day at the White House. President Biden meeting with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. He said he hopes to lead a transition from a historic economic recovery to a steady growth pattern that helps families. A jury has reached a verdict in our nation's capital.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday found Michael Sussman not guilty of lying to the FBI in September of 2016 involving the Trump-Russia fake news story. The jury included one federal government employee who told the judge they donated to the Democrats in 2016, and another government employee who told the judge they strongly disliked former President Trump. Both said they could be impartial throughout the trial.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wait on the roof. The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. Steals and Deals, LV.com, is the sponsor of this show. My great buddy of 20 years, John,
built this magnificent business here in Vegas. It's blown up huge in Vegas, and why not? Vegas consumers love this because they're saving so much money, but now they ship nationwide so everyone can get in on the steal, the steals and the deals. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. Steelsanddealslv.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product they've got for your home, your office, your patio, TV sets and refrigerators and baby cribs and pianos and generators and barbecues and smokers and chairs and lawnmowers and desks and automotive and kitchen stuff and bedroom stuff and dining room stuff and living room stuff, rugs and sofas and mattresses and bed frames, wheelchairs even. Steals and Deals LV has it all. 50 to 80% off liquidation sale. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas and now for the whole country. They ship nationwide. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com online, steelsanddealslv.com, or call 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, or if you're in Vegas, you can physically go there, 2800 East Walnut Avenue, 2800 East Walnut Avenue in Las Vegas, steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. Speaking of stealing, the whole L.A., is being stolen by criminals. James Breslow is our guest, civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, and op-ed contributor to Epic Times. James Breslow from Los Angeles is with us. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, Wayne. This is the segment of the show where we make everybody feel better by living in Vegas, right?
That's it, exactly. Or anywhere but Los Angeles. How about that? Because a lot of the people listen to me, you know, all 50 states are listening to me, and I think I have a ton of Texas and a ton of Florida listeners, and of course, you know, they also would be happy that they're not living in Los Angeles. Before I get to all the topics you and I were going to talk about that are laid out in front of me, I want to discuss something I just downloaded in the last break. I got it at Zero Hedge, and it says the top paid lifeguards in Los Angeles earn up to $510,000 a year. These are the Baywatch guys. And in 2019, they found tons of top-paid lifeguards in L.A. making $392,000. And today, they found a bunch making over $500,000. So, I mean, you explain to me how it's possible government could pay government employees who sit in the sun and look at pretty girls with large fake breasts and bathing suits $500,000 a year. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, well, and the job is actually easier than it looks in Baywatch. In Baywatch, they're out there, you know, there's something exciting going on every day as far as rescues. I mean, I live at the beach, and I can tell you that, yeah, these guys do virtually nothing. You know, maybe they tell you to take your dog off of the beach. That's about it. That being said, I don't want to demean them. You know, our lifeguards are great and highly skilled and all that. It's just, yes, they'll be the first to tell you it's a nice, pretty easy job. I happen to see that too. I haven't dug into it. It sounds unbelievable to be true, but anything is possible in Los Angeles. And, you know, city government here is quite corrupt. We also know about all the crazy pensions and unfunded pension liabilities and so on. So, the fact that that's possible to earn that, they probably, you know, work in tons of, you know, double pay overtime and so on.
Right,
and,
here it is.
That's how they get that
James,
number.
You said you haven't looked into it yet. Believe me, it's true. They give you the names. Daniel Douglas earned $510,000. That's an increase from $442,000 in 2020. As a lifeguard captain, his salary was $150,000, his perks $28,000, his benefits $85,000, and $246,000 in overtime pay. Wow. Lifeguard Chief Fernando Boituc, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it looks like Boituc, pulled down $463,000. Let's see if there's other names here. Virginia Rupe, there's a woman. Virginia Rupe made $307,000. Lauren Dale, another woman, $303,000. She's an ocean lifeguard specialist, whatever the hell that means. Last year alone, 37 lifeguards made overtime between $50,000 and $247,000. And the key, Daniel Douglas was the king of all of them. He's the guy that made over $500,000. He made $246,000 in overtime. But James Orr made $146,000. Patrick O'Neill, $133,000. You know, let me tell you something. You mentioned highly skilled. They're not highly skilled. They're just there when you need them, which is important. I understand that you need lifeguards, and if you're ever drowning, it's the greatest thing in the world to see one coming for you. And if they save your life, you're going to love them. But they're not highly skilled. I'm sure you don't even need anything but a high school degree. Whereas some of us went to college, some of us went to Ivy League college, some of us went to business school and law school. They don't even have anything but a high school degree, and they could be making $500,000 a year sitting in the sun with, nose suntan lotion on, and they're running in the ocean once in a while. I mean, it's ludicrous that they could be paid that kind of money. Ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, you're probably also missing the pension, the lifetime pension that they'll get. I'm sure
right.
that if they meet a
right.
certain number of years, then they qualify for
yeah.
probably half pay the rest of their life.
Yeah, forget about half pay. And in Las Vegas, the average fireman, and I love firemen, and firemen are skilled, and firemen, I think, are so important in society, and they're good people, but that doesn't mean they should all make $200,000 a year. The average fireman has a pension of right around $200,000 a year in Las Vegas. So, you know, for the rest of your life, you retire at 45 and you make $200,000 a year. These are the problems with our entire, you know, public servant system. They're not public servants. We're the slaves and servants, and they're the kings and queens, and they're taking advantage of us like nothing I've ever seen in my life. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, I would much rather see them contract out those services, because as we know, anything government runs, there's major, major mismanagement.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I ever make an exception is firemen and policemen, and they're really policemen, because they're really risking their lives every moment of every day, and I understand they need a decent pay. But that doesn't mean you give everybody $200,000 a year for the rest of their life in retirement when they're no longer risking their life and they're not even working anymore. That's the one that gets me. You know, I always use this example, James. Can you imagine if I owned a pizza parlor and it's been around since 1962 and I'm still paying people who retired in 1970 $50,000, $100,000 a year, forget about $200,000 a year. You'd have to charge $1,000 for a slice of pizza to afford all the pensions for all the people that aren't working anymore that you have to pay a big pension to. But thank God pizzerias in the private sector don't give pensions to anybody. Once you retire, that's it. You live on Social Security. Why can't government employees live on Social Security?
No, it's the biggest racket in the world. It's the public union that are contributing to the campaigns, and in return, they're giving them back handsome salaries and handsome pensions. That's the biggest scam ever.
There it is. There it is. So let's talk about the topics you wanted to talk about today. You wrote a recent op-ed for Epoch Times, California politicians willfully violate the Constitution again. What is that about? There's so many violations of the Constitution, I don't even know which one this is.
Yeah, well, number one is just to point out that they don't feel constrained by the Constitution. We know that progressives don't like the Constitution. It restricts their ability to do all the things that they would love to do. They'd love to rip it up and start over. So in Sacramento, they pay no attention to the state or federal Constitution when they pass laws, and they figure that, let a court overturn them. So it happens all the time, even though we have relatively liberal judges here, they still get overturned all the time. So two recent examples was this mandate that public company boards have to have a specified number of females on the board and a specified number of LGBT or minority. And two separate courts ruled that it's unconstitutional, violates the Equal Protection Clause. They say it's all about equity and diversity, but they don't care about diversity because you could have a board that consisted entirely of Hispanics, and that qualifies. Because diversity
right.
to them just means a minority, an LGBT, or a woman. So they don't care about there being white males on the board or males at all, as long as you meet the quota on the other, and that was why on its face it was so obviously unconstitutional.
And you know what's crazy? We're talking to James Breslow, a civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, regular guest on our show, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, and he's a contributor to Epoch Times. And what's crazy is if you have a board that's all women or all gay or all black, and you do that just because they're gay or black or women, not because they actually have any experience in the business you're in, not because they know anything about being on a board or running a business, but just because they're black, women, or gay, how is that not a complete disservice to the and a fraud to the shareholders of that company who invested their hard-earned money, and now there are people running the company who have no idea what they're doing? They just happen to be a certain color or a certain sex.
Yeah, but, you know, these days, to the left, that's a qualification. Being black is a qualification. That's what Biden wanted in his Supreme Court justice, and that's what he wanted in his vice president, was a black female, as if being a black and being a female is somehow a qualification. There's no other qualification requirements under these laws. They don't have to be, I mean, it doesn't matter what industry they've been in, what experience they have, what education they have. The qualification is having the proper skin color, the proper gender, or the proper sexual orientation or gender identity. That's qualifications to the left.
It's amazing. And you know what I don't get? You know, in the NFL, they're giving bonuses if you hire black coaches, and they're almost forcing you to hire black coaches, minority coaches. But I don't get it. There's very few white people who are able to play football anymore, baseball anymore. Why is it okay if you have all black on the field, but it's not okay to have all white as the coaches? In other words, if you want diversity, then it needs to be applied to the field as well. What's wrong with some sort of a diversity program to get more white people playing football and basketball? I don't get it. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. James, don't go anywhere. When you get back, I want to get your answer to that question. I want to go over another op-ed you've had recently for Epoch Times about L.A.'s out-of-control homeless problem and your solution for it. We'll be right back with James Breslow. I am Wayne Alaroot. The Root's on fire. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given... Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. It's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but now they ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. And now John is moving his warehouse, and everything must go. SealsAndDealsLV.com is having a giant liquidation sale. All inventory is 50 to 80% off retail. You'll get the best price for any product. TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has them all. Liquidation sale, 50 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reed sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house the Root built in Las Vegas and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. AmioLife.com, the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash several times a day. And silver gel on my face each night before bedtime, and I suck on their silver lozenges during every show. I usually probably use up like maybe 10 lozenges a show to keep my voice alive because I do so much talking all day before I ever start my 3-hour show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. I don't know what I would do without my Amio Life products, and the good folks at Amio Life are willing to give you a 30% discount on their entire product line. Because you're fans of Wayne Allyn Root, good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone. So they're giving you a 30% discount so everyone can afford it. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%. AmioLife.com or give them a call at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to get 30% off. 800-422-8148. We are back with James Breslow, attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show podcast, op-ed contributor to the Epic Times, and he's got a op-ed in the Epic Times called A Simple Solution to L.A.'s Out-of-Control Homeless Problem. First of all, how bad is the homeless problem in L.A., James?
Well, it hasn't gotten any better. Anywhere in the city of Los Angeles, if you're driving around, you're likely to see a homeless tent. There's certain areas where they congregate the most, which is along the beaches. And, you know, Venice Beach is the primary Los Angeles beach, which is a tourist attraction, global tourist attraction. You'll see tons of them there. You'll see them in parks. You'll see them on sidewalks. And all of it is permitted temporarily. We have laws against camping in those areas or any area, any public space for that matter. But it hasn't been enforced in years. So my simple solution to the problem is enforce the law. Nobody seems to want to do that. Instead, they want to talk about what a problem we have with affordable housing and we need to build permanent housing for them. So the primary left response to Los Angeles' homeless problem has been we need to build them housing, permanent housing, which they've been building at about $750,000 per unit.
I mean, how does that make any sense? Here in Las Vegas, you can live like a king for $750,000. You get a really nice house. You don't get a mansion. By the way, 10 years ago, you did get a mansion for $750. Now a mansion's more like $1.5 million to $2 million. But for $750, you're going to get a 2 or 3 bedroom house that's like 2,500 to 3,000 square feet
in Las Vegas. What are you getting for $750,000 as a homeless person in Los Angeles?
That's probably a one bedroom at best, maybe 700 to 800 square feet. Well, you know, the government is building it. So as we talked about in the prior segment, the government's horrible at everything that it does, and including corruption. And then, of course, you're going to fight a bunch of legal battles, because if somebody's putting in a homeless shelter next door to you, you're probably not going to be very happy about that. So, and where they try to put them, rather than try to put them in remote areas, I mean, Los Angeles butts up against the desert. There's lots of places to theoretically put these. They decide, no, we need to put the shelters where the homeless are. So since the homeless choose to be on the beach, and why wouldn't you? That's the most expensive real estate in Southern California. I would love to live on the beach, but I can't afford it. They choose to live on the beach, and so L.A. politicians decide that's where the homeless shelters need to be, is on the beach, or close to the beach. We're talking about turning up a parking lot that is where families go to bring their kids to the beach, and tourists go, into a homeless shelter right on the beach.
Unbelievable. And I know how bad Venice Beach is. I know it's horrible. Everyone tells me that, you know, if they go to Los Angeles to visit and they go to famous, world-famous Venice Beach, it's just nothing but homeless tents. But I think Santa Monica's giving it a run for its money now. Santa Monica's overwhelmed with homeless people, correct?
Yeah, so what is really interesting and tells you what's really going on here is that if you go anywhere outside the city of Los Angeles, the homeless problem disappears. And we're still talking about very expensive areas. Manhattan Beach is a city that adjoins Los Angeles. There's not a single homeless person you'll see anywhere, even though it's super expensive to live there, because they enforce the law. They don't allow camping, and so it doesn't exist. So all the homeless migrate to Los Angeles, and they become Los Angeles's problem. And us as Los Angeles taxpayers, suddenly we're the ones now responsible for all these homeless that have come here because we allow it. Santa Monica actually is its own city. So they do a much better job of enforcing, but relative to other cities, no, it's not great. But compared to Los Angeles, it's much better, because Santa Monica really focuses on their beach, since it's a beach community. In Los Angeles, Venice is an afterthought. You know, I mean, L.A. is such a huge city that Venice Beach is the last thing on their mind.
I did see that the U.S. Postal Service has stopped delivering mail to some parts of Santa Monica because the mail carriers keep getting attacked by homeless vagrants. So I know it's bad in Santa Monica as well. Maybe not as bad as Venice, and maybe not right at the beach, but it's bad because they're suspending mail delivery. You got to go to the post office and get your own mail in Santa Monica because it's so dangerous for the postal employees. Well, how dangerous is it for the people who own the homes to walk outside their home then? Pretty sad stuff. James Breslow, civil rights attorney in Los Angeles, host of the Hidden Truth Show, podcast, op-ed contributor to Epoch Times. Great to have you on, James. Have a great day.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you later.
All right. Wayne Allyn-Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back. Hour number two. And boy, do I have a lot to tell you about COVID vaccines.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.